This morning, we're going to look at what we do overseas, and we do quite a lot for the size of our church. And you'll see, as we go through this morning, you're going to hear of the victories that we're having, the struggles we're having, but just more that the impact that your giving is helping people that are living in countries that we'd deem third world, that don't have the resources that we have, don't have they don't have a lot, really, in a lot of cases, and we're making a difference in those nations. So I'll just get my notes up here. So I just want to start this morning just with a scripture, because we really need to read one scripture, maybe two, in this passage. After all, it is church, and really the Bible should be opened. But if we just want to look at Matthew 28:18-20, and I've got mine's New King James, but if you've got the NLT, David, you could put that up if you want. Matthew 28. It says, "And Jesus came and he spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded. Yo, and I will be with you always until the end of the age." So Jesus tells us to go into all the world and to share the gospel with everyone. Now, obviously, we all can't just travel overseas, and really our mission field is our workplace, our friendship groups, people that we associate with. That's really our mission field. But there's a lot of nations, especially in the third world, that need our help. And so, as a church, we help a number of churches, especially in West Africa and India. And you'll hear from Pastor Lynn Tobin next week. She'll talk a little bit about what she's doing in India, because we support her mission there in India as well. So today we're just going to start, and we're going to go to the Philippines, and this is C3 Paisag, and this is with Pastor Ronald and Mary Lou. Now, I really admire them and the work they're doing in the Philippines. Now, we don't do a lot with them, but what we do is help them to feed the hungry, those that are hungry, those that don't have much in the way of food, probably more in the slum areas they work. But they do a great work. It's not just feeding people either. So they sent me this, so I'm just going to read out a little bit of what they said, and then I'll sort of try and ad-lib on the way. And they said, "Blessed day to all our brothers and sisters in Christ from C3 Fremantle and C3 Church Kwinana. We are C3 Good Shepherd Paisak Central. We'd like to express our deepest gratitude for your awe-inspiring generosity extended to our church. So your unselfish giving to our Cast the Bread program in particular has made a significant impact, resulting in an enhanced, intensified, holistic dual approach of outreach and social responsibilities modeled by our Lord Jesus Christ, fulfilling the Great Commission." So what they do, and this is the second. Can you just go back to that first one again, David? So I just got these sent through the other day. They're reaching out to people, so they have a Bible study. They're using a 101 Bible-type program that they're using over there. So they reach out, they teach, they share the gospel, and then in the second slide, they get food for coming along and hearing. And it's been a really good, so it's not just preaching the gospel, they're not just hearing the gospel, they're seeing the outworking of the gospel with food being given to them. So carrying on. So hearts are touched, people are moved, lives and families are changed. I would say witnessing the greatest miracle of transformed lives, families and communities through by the power of the saving knowledge of our Lord, Saviour Jesus Christ is the greatest impact of them all. So could we have slide three, David? So here's a couple that have just received a food parcel, and the next one, there's another one as well. So these have come to church, they've been in the church, and they're receiving their food parcels and they're going home. But they've heard the gospel message, and as we go through, you'll hear a little bit more. We have distributed grocery bags to almost 100 families every month. So we're supplying every month, we're supplying money for groceries, and they're supplying grocery bags to 100 families every month. Each family member has an average of six people or more, so they're able to reach about 600 people per month. Per month since we started with our face-to-face worship last July 2022. So there's like bags already full of groceries. And the next one, I think, yeah. And there's people who've received their food parcels. So in March, and obviously over the COVID period, they weren't able to meet in their church. They actually managed to, after a while, a little time during that COVID period, probably after the first year, they were allowed to meet in an outside basketball court, but they hadn't been able to actually get back into their own building. So I think late last year, they were able to transition and get back into their place of worship. And in March this year, we started a regular Bible study program, 101, with an average of 80 participants per night for 1 week. 72 people graduated and 32 were baptized May this year. So there's some of the ones that were baptized. So this is the gospel in action. People are being fed, they're hearing the gospel, and salvations are taking place and baptisms are taking place. They said it's been an uphill battle since we started with our face-to-face worship service July last year's at the community-covered basketball court before gradually transitioning back to our original venue before the pandemic lockdown started. People are slowly but surely flocking back into our gatherings and fellowships. Even after some of our members were forced to go back to the home provinces to seek refuge during the height of the pandemic. So here's some of them back now worshipping, and the church is slowly filling up. Church and meeting attendance are on the rise as we expect the influx of our people coming back to provinces. We plan to intensify our follow-up and discipleship programs due to the new invites coming in on a regular basis. And that's the meeting in the church. That's their church in Pisac. So they plan to baptize 100 more people by the grace of God in the coming from our 7-day Bible study for new invites coming in every Sunday worship on the fourth quarter of this year. So their aim is to baptize another 100 people before the end of the year. And I just want to conclude, your generosity never failed to encourage us as we declare of our God's wonderful deeds. Thank you so much, C3 Fremantle, Kwinana Mission Church, for your marvellous gift and loving kindness. And if just play the video, Dave, is a short one.
Thank you, Rina and Kwinana Mission Church.
The names are a little bit muddled there, but we know what they're saying. Yeah, so look, we are making an impact in the Philippines. They are doing a great work. People are being saved. People are being baptized. And people are being fed. And so, So just give yourself a clap for that. So now we move to West Africa, and we're going to Sierra Leone. And things have been relatively tough in West Africa, as it has, obviously, we've sort of experienced here, but inflation over there just seems to have ramped up far further than what it is here. And so what we've done is, in Sierra Leone, Pastor Commander is a lovely guy and he's really got a heart for people. But obviously, the resources are pretty limited. And so we've got a church there in Kono, and we've also got one in Wellington. But Kono is really where we've been doing most of our work. So we've been able to complete the works on the outside of the new church building in Kono. The building is now being used for church services and other activities. Now, that was actually mud building, but it's all been plastered with concrete. And it's a good-sized building. They can accommodate 300 people. If you want to just show the video, David, we'll close it up. So that's the inside of the church. So we built this church. And obviously, being a mud building, it was relatively not over expensive to what bricks would have been. But all the floor is all plastered now. The walls are plastered. It's got a good roof on it. So really, all it really needs now is painting and I think possibly electricity or wiring so that they can run, obviously, night meetings. They're planning on having a official dedication service and leadership conference in November this year. But it's a really nice building. So again, that's what we have been able to achieve. It's taken us a couple of years, a lot of heartache and a number of other things, but it's been they've stuck to the task and it is completed. This year we actually embarked on an agricultural project, upland and swamp farming. Now when Pastor Commander told me about this, I thought that'd be great because the church is sort of on about an acre of land, and last year they tried planting some crops there, but it all got stolen. So this year he wanted to continue with it, but not around the church. So we actually leased about 4 acres of land, probably about 6 k's away from where he lives, which has sort of caused a few challenges in itself. But I thought, we could lease 4, that'd be great. We could plant this land and you could get a lot of crops off it. But I didn't realise that the land was all jungle and it all had to be cleared. So it seemed like for months I was listening to stories that brushing the land, still clearing the land. And I thought, my gosh, will it be cleared before it rains? And, they had to burn a lot of all the stuff that they cleared, they had to burn. Then it was raining and, they couldn't burn it. And I was just... But anyway, they managed to get the crops in and it looks like a lot of grass there, but I can assure you there are crops. And David, you could just play the video.
Here's the rice that I'm showing you.
Yeah, it got rice.
It is doing well.
Doing well.
Doing well. Of course, there are some varieties in it. We have cassava, corn, piper, okra, all these are in here.
And I'm sorry about the videos, but they've only got a phone.
It's just the short part of it.
Yeah, so that's what's happening with that. So the good news is, and I've been praying that there'll be a great harvest, that they get a lot, because the idea is for that to be able to sell some to generate funds for the church, but also to be able to provide food for their members. What also we've managed to do this year, but due to the inflation and everything, the cost of the of this project was too much to finish this year, and that was we dug a well at the church compound, and it's been the casting's been put around it, but it doesn't have the pump or anything else on it, which we haven't managed to actually purchase at this stage due to the cost of it. So we'll hopefully be able to finish the well this year coming. So the church itself has been able to help five widows pay school fees for their children. It's helped Gandurian Community Church, and he reckons it's going to be a C3 church soon, with 3,500 leonis for some musical instruments. And their Easter event was able to help disabled people in the community with used clothes and some food. Salvations and baptisms, 70 people or members and visitors received salvation over the year. 20 old and new members were baptised this year, and there's been 35 new people have been added as full-time members. So there is growth happening in the church. People are being saved. So again, this is through our support and our help. Obviously, if they didn't have a church building, they wouldn't have been able to meet there. So people are able now to call a place home. His expectations are sorting out electricity for his church, the painting of the church, the C3 Kono Gorian location. They want to put a building there. But anyway, this is what he'd like. Doesn't mean to say that we'll be able to manage it, but that's good. And he continued with the agricultural projects. That's really where I'd like to focus on, because if they can generate money from growing crops and selling crops, it's going to mean that we don't have to do as much as what we are. So that's really, and obviously to finish the well. He's had obviously health issues. We've known he's had a continual problem with one of his eyes, but it seems to have settled down over the last probably 6 months. The problem we've got with the land, the agricultural project, is that he's got to get people to be able to work on it. And, you've got to pay them to be able to work on it. And then it's getting them there and back and feeding them while you're there. So these are all, obviously it's not big money, but it's costs that aren't just putting up seed in the ground. But then he's only got his little motorbike, and that's caused him problems. It's broken down a number of times. So he's would like to get a new one, but I think I've got someone that's going to actually provide one. So that will be a great help to him. But C3 Sierra Leone are doing well, working hard. Now we're going to move on to C3 Liberia, and really this is really where most of our money has been sent to. We planted a church in Liberia. It would be over 12 years ago now, started, and now there are some good things happening. There's obviously been challenges all the time. There's always challenges happening. Number of things have happened just in various parts of the church, but nothing but prayer and counsel doesn't help. So with the impacts of the funds given to C3 Liberia, there's some really good news, some really good news stories coming out of Liberia as well. So there's 140 students receiving free education. So we're providing the teachers, providing money to pay the teachers that give children free education. Now, if we could ever get that building to a really good state, then they would be able to probably charge fees, and the fees that children are paying fees would be, then be able to sort of help provide teachers as well. Yeah, so just some students from one of the years just graduated the other week. I can't remember which year it was, but that's a fairly new photo. So this year they had their 12-year conference in C3 Galoo, celebrating the progress that has been made. They had, I think, over 500 attend. Not all of them were from C3 churches. There were some other churches that came along. But it was a full conference. Pastor Commander from Sierra Leone came down, and he was part of the conference as well. I thought it would be good for him to be part of that, to see what's happening in Liberia. And so they went for a week. They had a soccer game. It was a really good time, and a lot of people were blessed. And through that, I think through that conference, there were about 16 salvations, and we'll see a bit later there were baptisms as well. So that's what happened in Gorloo this year. Then also earlier this year, I think back in January, we'd got it finished. Well, the building's not finished, but we finally got a roof on. So, so there's the Kakachata Church, which has taken us a long time to get to that stage, now has a roof on. It's got the walls, but it's got no windows. It's not plastered inside. It doesn't have doors. But they are meeting in the church at the moment. But again, it's obviously better than what they had, but it keeps them dry, but it's not ideal. So we'd like to perhaps just get the floor plastered and the walls plastered. That's probably all we'll be able to manage to do this year. So that's what we've achieved. Just to do that roof, that was about $6,000. And that's one of the biggest problems we have is with Liberia is that everything has to be in US dollars. So you take one Australian dollar, and what are we getting? About 60 cents or 62 cents. So a lot of money is wasted really just on transfer fees and also the Australian dollar. So I'm always listening to where's our dollar at this month, but is it going up? It appears to have come back down again. It's around about 61 cents or something, so not great. So we've got the roof on there. It's also enabled, we provide Pastor Collie with ministry expenses. That's allowed him to travel between the churches in Rubba and Kakata and Gorloo, and support for the pastors. He helps them where they need, whether they need food or whether they need things done for them. That's what that money goes towards. It's also, I think he's put some of that money, they embarked on a building project as a church in Painesville, and which has caused a little bit of grief really, because they've managed to build, we haven't supplied, but they've managed to build these concrete pillars in the actual church. Well, they built the concrete pillars and ready for a concrete slab to go on top. That's the idea. They've funded it themselves, but people have pledged to give, and some people obviously haven't been able to, so they've stopped coming to church because of the shame of not being able to partake in that building project. So that's sort of, they have dropped a few people to what they had. Just people that have committed, if they feel they can't come because they haven't done anything. So, and also then when it rains, they've had with the pillars going up, they had them going through the zinc iron. Well, that's been causing leaks, and so it's a little bit of a mess, but anyway, it'll be sorted. But also the church has been able to help and provide some widows that had no accommodation for renting a room for them. They've been paying for hospital expenses for some members, and they've supplied rice to members that have no food. So salvations and baptisms, and you can, photo four. So there's new converts. Those were the ones, I think, from Gorloo this year. So 27 people received salvation this year, and 27 were baptised this year. So there's some from the Gorloo district. And the next one is where they're baptised in the river, nice muddy river. So that's where they do their baptism. Yeah. So that is Pastor Commander and Pastor Collie doing the baptism there. So between the four churches, there's about 295 adults. Gorloo's got the most. They've got about 105. Painesville's got 90. Rubber Farm's got 60. And Kakata, 40. Now, really, this is the good news story because we've had nothing to do with this. Late last year, Pastor Collie, Pastor Rock, I forget his last name, but Pastor Rock, who's in charge of C3 Africa or East Africa or West Africa, now he may do all of Africa, I'm not sure, but he put a gentleman in touch with Pastor Collie who actually is from America. It's called Walking Witnesses, their organisation, but what they do is they build churches and go have an evangelistic event and help fill the church, but that's what their thing is. They're not there for taking over the church or anything, but it's predominantly to build the church and then have a evangelistic meeting. So this is a really good news story because if we go to slide six, there's the church that they've built. This is on our land in Fennell, which is, we would never have been able to do that and probably for years, really. So that church is built. It seats 600 people. And it's an amazing story. Pastor Collie spoke to me probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he's saying, oh, could we get $500 just to clear the land? I said, no, we don't have $500 in the budget for clearing the land, where that was not even thought about when we set out our budget for this year. And he was praying, and he said he's got a phone call just that this guy, because he said it would be about $500 or $600 to get a guy with a digger and with the fuel to be able to clear the land. Well, anyway, this guy, I don't know where he lives, but it's obviously pretty close to where the church has been. And he said, this guy rang him and said, look, I see all the work that you've done on your church. And he said, look, I want to come and clear your land. I'm going to give you a guy and a guy and the digger for 3 days. So that was just I just thought, oh, praise God, you know. That's fantastic. So the land got, we didn't have to pay, he didn't have to pay. It was just God moving. And then another story he had, and this is in slide seven. They had a guy in Painesville that was looking after the music. And well, he, after a little while, he thought that the keyboard that we supplied, I think a year ago or something, he decided that that would be better for him, plus the drums. So he stole them and has never been back. So they didn't have anything. And I don't know, he was speaking to some guy, some gentleman, and as again, the favour of God, and it just his faith. He just really just trusts God. And anyway, this guy said, look, what do you need? And he said, well, we need a keyboard, we need drums, and we need a generator. Which was, and the guy gave him, well, this is $500 for this, $500 for that, and $500 for that. He had to put a little bit in, but so basically they got a new keyboard, a drum set, and a generator. So again, and it's really encouraging because I keep telling him that God is working through his life and he's bringing people. And, you know, I just love that scripture where it says the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. So that the church has been blessed in ways. So it just really encourages them in his faith as well. That's inside the Kakata building where they had a evangelistic event there. But as you can see, the floor's not done, the walls aren't done. But so that's really, really good. Good things are happening. And his expectations for next year, they'd like us to try to continue to support the teachers at Painesville, plaster the walls and floor at Kakata, and just our continual support for ministry for Pastor Collie. And aims and objectives, what they want, he wants more evangelism and church growth. So he'd like to get 600 members by the end of this year. And the other thing he wants to do is, so he's got a big vision. And the other thing he'd like to do would be to reopen the Gorlu school. And we've just got a video here of Pastor Collie. Oh, this is the land that's all been cleared.
Come to you.
Good morning, Citri Fremantle and Citri Wonola. My name is Pastor Moniba Collie. I'm the senior minister of Citri Liberia. And we have Pastor Arthur Quibley, Citri Takata. We have Moses Conant, Nathaniel Duo, Citri Goru. We also have Florence Collie, a Citri Pencil. And we have Pastor Joe Morris, a Citri Blabber, Rubber Farm. We have incoming minister, Mr. Abbott, a Citri Fennel. So we want to appreciate God so much for your support, seriously, for the support towards the church, the support towards the school, the teachers, which, and the church expenses, helping people a lot. People who will be in the hospital, we pay hospital bill. People who come to town, we want to tell, don't have no place to sleep. We provide a place, provide a mattress. And we also want to thank God so much for the level of support given to us.
You'll see us right? In the church in a minute.
Miracles. See the church. Yeah, I've been planted in Citri, Fennel. This is supported by Walking Witness. We want to say thank you for your prayer, Pastor Steve McGuinzy, Pastor Steve Cooper. We thank you, Citri Fremantle, Citri Wonderland. We thank you so much for your wonderful support towards the church in Liberia. This is the church, as you can see the church, and we're going to enter in the church so you can see inside. A complete blessing, okay? Citri, turn up.
It's a big church.
Church building. If you can see inside here, very big building. You can see. So we're going to go out there.
And that's.
Thank you so much. We really want to appreciate you so much for everything you are doing for Liberia. Continue to pray for you and continue to pray. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And I must apologize. We forgot to see Pastor Commander, but we could probably see him next Sunday. Just want to just close with one scripture in Proverbs 19:17. Can you just put that up, Dave? 19:17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what has been given. So, you know, as we give into these projects, and I just would remind you, if there's maybe a card on your seat, just prayerfully consider this week what you're going to do. Yeah, just with this card, just prayerfully consider. It's a faith pledge, so it's sort of we use it for the whole year. So if it's only, you know, you just may be able to do $20 a month or something like that. But if you're able to help, just pray about it next week, because we're taking up our our offering next week. And that just then helps us to be able to budget what we can do and what, basically what we can do over in those countries. But I just want to really just thank you all so much for the help that you've been given. And we'll hear from Pastor Lynette Tobin next week as she'll share about what's been happening in India, and we'll take up the offering then.